The U.S. Secret Service, whose job it is to protect the President and First Family, can't seem to stay out of the headlines. This time, an agent said to work in the Presidential Protective Division gets his service weapon and badge stolen, among other items, in a car break-in. Ron Kessler is author of the First Family Detail about the Secret Service.
This is a total violation of basic security rules involving any law enforcement to allow a gun, a badge, to be locked up in a car and left unattended.
It happened in broad daylight outside Secret Service headquarters just blocks from the White House. The Metropolitan Police Department report on the incident lists everything that was stolen, including the black Sig Sauer handgun, a radio, handcuffs, a flash drive, not clear what was on it, a black bag, and the Secret Service badge. All of which is fresh fodder for critics who have already been harping on the agency's record.
They are supposed to be guarding the President of the United States of America.
It goes back to a really rotten management culture in the Secret Service, which condones corner-cutting laxness.
The Secret Service declined to comment on the incident, but a law enforcement official said the USB is encrypted and password protected, and its theft does not appear to be a threat to the agency. The incident adds to a long list of Secret Service breaches and embarrassments in the last few years. Just last month, a man was taken into custody after jumping over a White House fence while the First Family was inside celebrating Thanksgiving. Also in November, a Secret Service officer assigned to the White House was arrested after he was caught in a sting allegedly sending naked pictures of himself to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl. And last September, a man jumped the White House fence with a knife in his pocket, breaching the mansion's doors, and ran through much of the main floor past a stairway that leads up to the First Family's residence before he was ultimately